Tonight's topic is discipleship. So let me ask you the obvious question. What is a disciple? At the time of Jesus, a disciple was someone who sat at the feet of a master slash teacher and learned from what that person was teaching. So essentially, a disciple was a student, a follower of a master, of a teacher. Now for Jesus, a few of those disciples he named apostles. And apostles meaning those who were sent out to the greater world, eventually just to spread the news. But everyone else were disciples. Now when you hear the Great Commission, you hear what Jesus says. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And I need to say that again. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Now essentially what that means is really that all of us are called to be disciples. A few are apostles with the big E, go out to there and there and there. But the rest of us are called to be disciples. And you know, if the apostles go out, what do? We go home. We go to our lives. We go to our work, we go to our entertainment, but we go as disciples, meaning we're still willing in our small areas that we revolve around in, we're still willing to give witness to him and what he means in our lives. Now, if I were to expand that definition of disciple a little bit to in a broader sense, you know, you could easily say, knowing me, that I'm a disciple of the Dodgers. I mean, not really. But I love to talk about the Dodgers and, you know, what's going on with them and what Dave Roberts or some of the players say and who's injured and who's not. I love to get together with friends and share all of that because, you know, loved the Dodgers since 1959. Or, you know, there's a joke that goes around, who's the most dangerous person in a family? Well, it's the first-year psychology student because they come back and they can analyze everybody in the family. But really what they are is eager to share what they're learning in their subjects. So we have to ask ourselves, you know, if we claim to be disciples of Jesus, then why is there such a reluctance to talk about him and to share what we're experiencing in our faith life with him and, you know, share what we're learning from church and from the Gospels, you know, which, you know, leads to the question of, kind of disciple am I? You know, do I think, oh, I'll just be a secret disciple, I'll follow him, but I really don't want people to know about it? Or, I mean, part of that I don't get. I am so proud, you know, as our Savior, and we talked about in the introduction that God's plan has been Jesus. So, I mean, have to be proud to say, no, I belong to him and I follow him. As we talked about in the introduction, week one, that God's plan from the beginning was Jesus to be our Savior. And I am happy, proud if people would know that I'm a follower of him. Now, when it comes to the five biblical principles, for me, and we've had discussions about this in our group, for me, discipleship is easily the most important because for me, it provides the foundation for all of the others. You know, many people may have fellowship with friends, with family, with other people. Many people may do ministry and say, well, I'll go to Union Station or I do this or and so forth. But only a disciple worships him. Only a disciple evangelizes about him and about faith. So for me, that's the number one. First comes discipleship. And then everything else follows from that. So the question I'd like you to consider tonight is, am I really a disciple? And then honestly, if you're here and listening to this, participating in a small group, well, then the answer would be yes. But sometimes I don't get it. If we really call ourselves a disciple of Jesus, then where is the desire to talk about him? Where is the passion to share what's the most important thing, not just in my life, your life, but in all of life? Because there's only one path to salvation. As he said, no one comes to the Father except through me. Now for me, discipleship is the number one, the most important of all the biblical principles. You know, many people can claim fellowship. Oh, I'm in this group, I'm with that group, I have these friends, and so forth. Many people do good and meaningful ministry, but only a disciple worships him. Only a disciple evangelizes about him. And so for me, discipleship is the foundation for all of those things. So again tonight then, I'd like you to consider, what kind of disciple am I? You know, do I say I want to be a secret disciple? You know, and not really talk about him too much? You know, good luck with that if you tell your spouse, so I'm going to be a secret wife or a secret husband. Yeah, see how far that goes. You know, and so, again, what kind of disciple, not just am I, but what kind of disciple do I want to be? And what would that look like in my life? So, good luck with these discussion questions and see you next week. Good night.